Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today, we offer the topic of Tim Mulvaney's Bucket of Gas and Bucket of Water. Now, you may not have heard the name Tim Mulvaney before. If you live in the state of New Jersey, you might know him. I believe that he works now with the Attorney General's office. He's a brilliant man. I met him 15 years ago in a program called AmeriCorps. He's been a buddy of mine for the last 15, 17 years or so. So Tim would always tell me about this principle that he approached life with, even from an early age of 18, 19, 20 years old, as a student at Haverford College in Philadelphia. He talked to me about the fact that everybody, with every situation and every day, in one hand they have a bucket of gas. And you can throw that gas on the problem that comes your way, on the person that comes your way, on the emergency that gets set on your desk. The phone call, you know, the person who's begging for your time. You can throw water on that, and that can exacerbate the situation. You can throw gas on that, and it can exacerbate the situation. Or you can choose, in the other hand, you have a bucket of water. You can throw water on that situation, and you can maybe move past it a little faster, and you can have a little bit more peaceful life. And I stood once a couple weeks ago inside of a prison. And we were doing a program for some of the inmates who were there. And let's be honest, they were there because they threw gas on the situation. You know, they threw gas on their addiction, maybe. And we were very honest with this. And I spoke like this to them, to their face, so I don't feel bad about speaking about it to you. You know, they threw gas on their relationships that were poor or maybe unhealthy for them. They threw gas on their tendencies, their decision-making, their behaviors, and it ended up that they landed in prison. And I talked to them about every day you wake up, and in one hand you have a bucket of gas, and one hand you have a bucket of water. And you have the choice to take that bucket of water and throw it on your day and make sure that everything from here on out is on an even keel, that you de-escalate the situation, if that's a word or not. If you take that water and you apply it to your life and you don't continually stoke the fire, don't continually stoke the problems in your life. If you're a person who, you know, has got some drama in your life, you've got to recognize that you are the person who holds those two buckets. And in every situation, you're going to put one of those two substances on the problem that faces you today. You have a choice. And no. It's not anybody else that's forcing you to do that. It is you and your choices, and you taking a deep breath, and you choosing to put the water on the situation and move on. And that doesn't mean that we're sweeping it under the rug. That doesn't mean that we're not facing our problems. What we're talking about is not escalating the situation to make it worse. And I think so many times in our lives, with relationships, with work situations, with old friends, there's just this drama that sits in front of us getting ready to explode. And subconsciously, unconsciously, we throw that bucket of gas on it because we just can't help but be involved in all the drama. What I'm asking you to do today and this week and with your relationships and with the things that you struggle with is make sure that you're aware of the fact that you do carry a bucket of water. When the situation comes upon you, throw that bucket of water on it. Take a deep breath. Move past it. Help some people. Get some people around you that know your problems and know your situations and know your scenario to help you, empower you to throw that water in a situation. And maybe it's a hand on a shoulder when you're about ready to get all fired up. Maybe it's a tap on the knee underneath the table when you're about ready to explode or snap back at somebody. Sometimes we need some people in our lives who understand our weaknesses and understand those tripwire moments in our life where we need to be reminded, hey, this is a bucket of water moment. So ladies and gentlemen, that has been brought to you by my old friend and colleague and confidant, Mr. Tim Mulvaney. A smart man, a wise man, who planted that seed of wisdom in me 17 years ago. It's called a bucket of gas and a bucket of water. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mark's Motivational Minute, brought to you by Mark J. Lindquist. I hope you make it a fantastic day.